Well, good morning. God bless. This morning, I'd like to take a look at the natural man. And we know that in the book of Genesis, it says that God formed man of the dust of the earth. And that refers to his physical body. All the things that are inside your skin is what God formed out of the dust of the earth. So man was formed with a physical body. And then it says that he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So he gave life to that physical body that was just laying there with all this wonderful stuff in it. And man became a living soul. So he had body and soul. But then also it says in the Word of God that man had spirit. And that spirit is what allowed man to communicate with God and to have that fellowship with God. But of course, we know that over time, Adam and Eve lost that spirit. They went against God's will. And it said, in the day that thou, you know, disobey God, eat of the tree, thou shalt surely die. Well, they lived 900 years later. So what died at that point was their spiritual connection with the Heavenly Father. And so hence, the world needed a Savior. And this time of the year, we celebrate the Savior. And he came to make spirit available to mankind so that that fellowship between God and man could be reconnected. And if we go to 1 Corinthians, the man of body and soul, by the way, is the only way he can learn is by his five senses. He either sees it, he smells it, he tastes it, he hears it, or he touches it. So everything in the natural realm comes to man by way of his five senses. But once he has spirit, he can then receive things from God because God communicates to that spirit. So if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you have something to mark this spot, we'll be back and forth a couple times. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and in verse 14, it says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." So man needs that spirit to be able to communicate with our Heavenly Father. And if we go to Romans, the book of Romans, one book back, Romans chapter 8, and in verse 5, it says, "For they that are after the flesh," the body and soul category, the natural man, "they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." And the word life there is the word zoe, which is life in all of its categories. Everything that's involved with life is available to the believer spiritually as well as peace. Verse 7, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." So if we go back to Corinthians, you can keep your finger here also because we'll be coming back one more time this way. We know that God has a purpose for everything he says, to whom he says it, where he says it, why he says it, how he says it, when he says it. So we need to look at who is this verse about the natural man written to. So if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the first verse, it says, "Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all them in every place that call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours." They called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They confessed Romans 10, 9, and 10. Who could tell me what Romans 10, 9, and 10 is? Leslie.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Right. That's all you need to do, to confess that Jesus is Lord, to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And at that point, you receive the Spirit. So these Corinthians were born again of God's Spirit because they called upon the name of the Lord Jesus. So if we go back to verse 14 in chapter 2, it says, but the natural man. And you'll notice that the first word in that verse is the word but. And the word but sets it in contrast with something that went before. So if we back up to verse 12, it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So there are spiritual things that are available to the believer when he's born again of God's Spirit. And this verse talking about the natural man is set in the context of having received the Spirit. The word received in verse 12 is the word lambano. We know from chapter 1 that they were born again, and here it says they received lambano. They received it into manifestation. They at least spoke in tongues. And the reason that they received it was that they could freely know the things that are given to us of God. If we look at Romans 8, go back to Romans chapter 8 again, and in verse 32, it says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So again, it says that God freely gives us all things. And if we take a look at 2 Peter chapter 1. We heard some of this in manifestations this morning, by the way. It's in 2 Peter chapter 1 here, starting in verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. The word Zoe there is the same word that was in Romans, life in all of its categories, all of its manifestations. And he's given unto us all things that pertain to life. And of course, life contains a lot of negatives from time to time. There's tribulation, there's problems in our life, there's lack. And God has something to say about all that. God will provide the things that we need. In verse 4, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. And of course, the divine nature is spirit. So these are spiritual things that are available to us, and they're exceeding great and precious promises. That was one of the items that was in the manifestations this morning about his precious promises. And the reason for it is that we escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And the word lust there refers to cravings and self-gratification. Those are things that are in the body and soul category. The natural man, where he looks around and he sees things and he's got to have it. He's got to know about it. He gets influenced by it. And of course, a lot of it is driven by Satan, but he works through people, and people are convinced, well, this is the best way to go, instead of relying on our Heavenly Father. So, if we go to Hebrews chapter 4, the next book over, or previous book rather, Hebrews chapter 4, And in verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." Soul is in the category of the natural man, the body and soul, the things that we take in by our five senses. And spirit. Spirit is that new gift that God has given to us when we're born again of his spirit. And of the joints and the marrow is discerner of the thoughts and of the intents of the heart. So the spirit is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. And in Psalm 119:11, it's back in the day we had those little retemery cards, and this was retemery card number one, Psalm 119:11. Who can tell me what it is? Mary!
"Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee."
Right, the word is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And God says to hide the word in our hearts. So we're able to do that because we have the Spirit. The Spirit of God allows us to make decisions and to act as God would have us to act and think, to allow him to direct our steps. If we go to Romans chapter 12, another foundational verse. Romans chapter 12, and in verse 2, it says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, meaning that we put the word on in our minds. We think the thoughts of God's word. We're to be transformed from the world. The world is in the category of the five senses, the natural man. But we can be transformed as we put the word of God on. "Thy word have I hid in my heart." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Having been talking about the renewed mind in Romans, 2 Corinthians 4:16, for that cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, this body and soul man is perishing, sooner or later it's going to kick the bucket, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So that spiritual man, the inward man, the renewing of the mind, is something that occurs day by day. I mean, it's not like you're born again and you've arrived with the perfectly renewed mind and always do the will of the Father and always, you know, act as God would have you to act. But it's a day-by-day process. It's a fellowship with the Father. In Colossians 1:27, it talks about this inward man. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's not in the category of the five senses. It's not in the body and soul, man, but it's in that spirit, the new birth spirit, the incorruptible seed, eternal life. It's a spiritual reality with rights, privileges, and abilities. Philippians 2:15. Go back a book. Philippians 2:15. Talking about the renewed mind, the inner man. Not the man of the body and soul, but not the natural man. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, the first word in that verse is to let it. It's a decision. It's something that we do. It's day by day. The inward man is renewed day by day. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In Proverbs 23:7, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let this mind be in you. Matthew 12:34 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So as we put on the mind of Christ, as we renew our minds, we're able to walk with God and manifest God's power and to have his promises come to pass in our life. John 14:12. We should take a look at that one. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So Jesus Christ said that the works that he did we could do also. And, you know, there's a lot of Christians in the world today. They're born again of God's Spirit, but they're still carnally minded. They don't believe that it's available for them to do that stuff. And greater works. We have the manifestations. God gave us 9 manifestations. That verse in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. That epistle, the Corinthians had questions about how to live. They had questions about marriage and food offered to idols, the manifestations, the communion memorial, the one body, and all that is put out in the epistle so that they could be spiritually minded, so that they could know the things that God made available to them. They could do the works that Jesus Christ did. They could operate the manifestations. Speaking in tongues much is a key to being able to walk with the Father and to operate the manifestations. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. He exhorted the Corinthian church to speak in tongues a lot so that they could be more fluent in walking with the Heavenly Father. Philippians 2:13. Who knows it? Philippians 2. Connie?
For it is God which worketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Is that in the body and soul category? No, it's in the spirit. We receive the spirit. It's not by the 5 senses. God works in you in the spiritual category. God, who is spirit, teaches his creation in you, which is your spirit. And your spirit teaches your mind, and then it becomes manifest in the senses realm as you act. That's the great principle. That's how it all works. God communicates with his gift of Holy Spirit in you, and then your spirit teaches your mind, and you might be able to spiritually see, hear, taste, tell, taste, touch, or smell things, but he also just lets you know in words or whatever it is that you need to know, God will tell you because you have that spirit in you. Galatians chapter 5, please. Galatians chapter 5, and in verse 16. This I say then, it's my whole point of the teaching. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. what are the things you would do? The will of God. You know, whatever it is in any situation, if you walk by the Spirit. And then in Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Where are all those winds of doctrine? That they're in the senses realm, in the natural world. We hear things on TV. We hear things from people in conversation. You know, it's in the natural realm, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. You know, the Word of God is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. We want to become more Christ-like and do the will of the Father at every opportunity, to think the Word at every opportunity. And then in verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, the natural man, the man of the five senses, the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So it's a spiritual walk with our Heavenly Father. We are all natural men, no getting around it, but we do have the Spirit. We have received the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:14 was not written like a us versus them, the believer against the rank unbeliever, the God rejecter. It's an encouragement to the believers. It was written to the faithful in Christ Jesus. God is exhorting us to walk in the newness of life, to fellowship with Him, and to be our best for God. God bless. I love you. You are the best.